Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Welcome to today's Info Express. I'm your old friend Rebecca.
And this is Tiger.
So today we're going to start our show with a follow-up on the 6th week's Info Express.
I remember we discussed about how we one sign case at a time, right?
That's true, and recently a big news hit the headline again. New York City police gathering evidence to arrest Harvey Weinstein on rape charge.
So, what did the report say?
The Associated Press is reporting that New York City police believe they have a credible rape allegation against disgraced former producer Harvey Weinstein and are currently in the process of gathering evidence for a possible arrest. Additionally, the New York Times reports that the news was announced at an afternoon news conference at police headquarters in Lower Manhattan, during which officials in the police department said they were gathering evidence with an eye toward preparing a warrant to arrest Mr. Weinstein, whose representatives have said is undergoing therapy outside of New York. If Mr. Weinstein were in the city, the police department's chief of detectives said that his investigators would seek to arrest him immediately.
While Weinstein's accuser was not named by the AP or the NYT, it is likely actress Paz de la Huerta, who recently came forward with her allegations that Weinstein raped her twice in 2010, an accusation that was first made public last night in an article published by Vanity Fair. The New York City detective heading the Weinstein investigation, Nicholas DeGaudio, told the outlet, "I believe, based on my interviews with Path, that from the NYPD standpoint, we have enough to make an arrest."
Aside from Harvey's case, there's also another sexual harassment is resorting to legal means. The Hollywood Reporter reported an article that Netflix service ties with Kevin Spacey drops gore movie.
Netflix will not be involved with any further production of House of Cards that includes Kevin Spacey. "We will continue to work with MRC during this hiatus time to evaluate our path forward as it relates to the show," a representative for the streamer said in statement Friday. "We have also decided we will not be moving forward with the release of the film Gore, which was in post-production, starring and produced by Kevin Spacey."
Sounds like a heartbreaking news for the fans of the House of Cards.
Yeah, but we also believe that punishment is justice for the unjust.
Yeah, so now let's skip that depressed topic and share some cheerful movie news to our audience.
Okay. Murder on the Orient Express, hit the big screen on November 10th, is absolutely a good choice for your weekend movie watch list. Murder on the Orient Express mainly tells of 30 stranded strangers, one man's race to solve the puzzle before the murderer strikes again.
That sounds quite appealing.
Yeah, this tagline says everyone is suspect.
Also, there's another appealing movie coming soon.
Star Wars The Last Jedi will be in the theater in January 5th as the last season of the Star Wars series. It absolutely attracts a lot of Star Wars fans.
Well, let's just leave the follow-ups for our following info.
Okay, fine.
So that's all for this week's Info Express. Don't turn off your radio.
Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels is on its way.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames. Get down.
Good evening, our dear audiences. I am Regina. Welcome to the latest storyboard.
I'm Jacob. It's been a while since you heard us, right?
And the weather has gone cold enough to freeze the tail of a brass monkey. We hope you can hold a cup of hot tea when joining our program sincerely.
I want one too. But hey, why did you say brass monkey? Is it a special way of expression?
Yes, it's an original slang of England.
Oh, I see. And today we will bring you the Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, a black humorous movie with strong British style.
The story begins with a gambling game. Four long-term friends, Bacon, Soap, Tom, and Eddie, decide to put together £100,000, 25,000 each, to play three-card blackjack. They thought it as an easy way of winning money because Eddie is talented in playing cards.
Unfortunately, Eddie lost all the money and they got £500,000 debt. The creditor Hatchet Harry threatened them to pay back the money in 1 week, or Harry's debt collectors, Barry the Baptist, would cut off their fingers, and Big Chris would take pub of Eddie's father for mortgage.
After several days and no ideas to come up with the money, Eddie returns home and overhears his neighbors, a gang of thieves, planning a house on some marijuana growers. Eddie relays this information to the group, intending to rob the neighbors as they come back, therefore solving the debt.
To make sure the rob may succeed, Tom uses his connection with an underground dealer known as Nick the Greek to provide them with guns for the job, and to find someone to help them to move drugs. Nick then manages to acquire shotguns and arrange a deal with Roy Breaker, a gangster and sociopath, to purchase the stolen weed. Now here comes the funniest part. Prior to the card game, a pair of low-life criminals, Gary and Dean, were hired by Barry to rob a bankrupt millionaire for Harry, who wanted a specific pair of antique shotguns for the stolen pile for his personal collection. The two guns that Harry wanted, however, were the ones that Gary and Dean sold.
Oh, Jacob, did we say too much about the plots? It seemed like we're destroying our audience fun of enjoying themselves.
Well, you're right. No more spoilers here. Just remember two keywords, my friend. Shotgun and marijuana. Then you can feel the supreme black humor overflow from the movie.
Different from traditional comedy film, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels stood out as a special and unique one, relies on talented plot structure instead of exaggerated actions, design or oral jokes.
Even if it's Guy Ritchie's first film, the complicated relationship among Rose would take you a long time to comprehend. I think it's worthy to watch it twice.
As a very fast-paced film with great editing techniques, the storyline is sure to entertain as long as you can handle the accent, while the Cockney English may be someone's favorite.
I do enjoy hearing the talking in the film. The accent created a path to make you dive into the movie rapidly. It's a chaos, cloudy and depressing London. Jason Statham's voice of selling stolen goods come right to your ears before he appears. Then you found out whole screen covered with a dark yellow tone. Kind of strange but special, which catches your eyes immediately.
By the way, the film is full of swearing and F-bomb. We're not sure all of you could accept these dirty words at such a high frequency. And good luck to Flashback!
Well, I'm pretty sure today's gramophone gonna be a music feast, as the soundtrack is the sum of various English rock and roll. All the songs or background music fit plots pretty well, from showing exhausted rope or decorating knife edges scene.
Okay, that's all for today's storyboard. We hope you enjoyed it. Remember to watch the film. See it once, then see it again to see what you missed. This is Regina. See you next time.
This is Jacob. See you.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
When I came out of the gambling room, the sky and earth were spinning around. Me, Eddie, an inborn hardship, lost the game for the first time in my life, and what's worse, ended up owing Harry £500,000 with Gary stressed about losing my fingers one at a time if I doesn't pay with a week. Driven into the corner, I and my friends brewed a scheme to rip off the gang of thieves next door, rip the thieves and repay the debt. That was all our plan originally. But after we got our only weapons, two shotguns, it seems we were involved in a big trouble. Oh, are we already the cheeses on the game board from the very beginning?
Clip 1.
This 25 for me, Tom, Soap, and yourself. This 100 grand to the proud. So what the fuck you counting it?
Because I like to.
So, rule number 10 should be the region of 120 grand. That's for 25 grand invested, going on privacy experience.
Going on optimism.
Whatever's going on, it should be enough to send you on a cooking course.
You're not funny, Tom. You're fat and look as though you should be, but you're not.
What a con, Jesus! It's good, ain't it? Hand for the tube. Good electrics, I can smile moved in.
Don't knock it. It's cheap, like the budgie.
And nobody wants to live next to the people we live next to. A bit of antisocial to say that, at least.
What do you mean?
He means they're thieving bastards.
I mean, when they're not picking peanuts out of wolves, they rip out unfortunate souls of their hard-earned drugs.
Clip 2.
Come on, you. Not now, please. Not now. Oh, you fucking bastard. Fuck you, bastard. Oh, my good God. We'll take you to the cleaners.
$20,000. Open.
30,000. Back to you already, Eddie.
$50,000.
80,000.
100,000.
Whoa, look, fellas. I know
you're not in, which means no one cares what you know. 250.
That's quite a raise. That's 150 on my 100.
Yeah, and is there anything else you want to say?
As you know, this puts us in an awkward position. I don't have enough to continue.
We'll have to see both your cars. If no one loans Eddie the money to continue, it is a loan, or we see both your cars.
I will.
You will what?
I will loan you the money.
No, I think I'd rather just turn them over.
I'm not interested in what you'd rather. I want to keep going. I'm also offering you the money, so we don't have to turn them over, because you can borrow.
I need 250 grand.
No, you need 500 grand to see me.
That's if I want to see you.
Well, you're gonna have a problem carrying on, aren't you?
I'll see you.
Okay. Before I loan you this, I expect, if you lose, of course, my money back within a week. Crystal, that's a Sunday, okay?
Clip 3.
I thought you were going to leave me all day.
I didn't know you were a removable man, Plank.
Leave the lens, don't you? You keep the gate locked now, don't you?
Sorry, gotta do business like this now. Can't be too careful these days.
I know. Shut it! You stay fucking where the right ear goes. Another one on your left.
What are you doing, Plank?
What do you think I'm doing? Oh, hang on. What are you doing? Unlock the gate. All right, I said unlock the fucking gate. That's it. Go. Fucking move.
What the fuck is going on?
Just hang on. I got the keys. The gate's locked. I don't believe the fucking gate's locked.
What have you done to Fulbury?
I didn't touch him. He just passed out.
Don't just stand there. Get the fucking door shut. You want the world to see us?
What's going on down there?
Shit.
Charles, get a rifle out. We'll be fucked.
It must be this one.
Hold that gun. Plank, give me the keys. Give me the keys, Plank. Don't point at me, bollocks. Point it there. Planks of wood. I'm working with fucking planks of wood. Shit. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
It's my brain gun.
Don't you think you could have brought something a little bit more practical?
Don't none of us that move, I'll kill the fucking lot of ya!
Who are you gonna kill, Plank? There's no fucking there!
Ow! They fucking shot me!
Well, shoot them back!
Jesus, Plank! Couldn't you got smokeless cartridges? I can't see a bloody thing! Oh, shit! I've been shot! I don't fucking believe this!
Could everyone stop getting shot?
John, sit down and pat yourself.
You told it's fucking air rifle. What the fuck was that?
Well, that was my brain gun.
If you fire that gun again, you're a dead man. Understand? Dead. No ifs, no buts, you're a fucking dead man.
Alright.
I got the bollocks ache with this. Where's me fucking gun? Alright. Now that I've got your attention, firstly, I'm gonna blow his toes off. There go his toes. Now, if you want me out of it here in 5 minutes flat, open the fucking gate, because I'm gonna blow his leg off.
They're gonna fucking kill if we do, man.
Poor Joe will certainly get it if we don't. He's serious.
I'm losing patience. Hurry up, girls.
It's all right, all fucking right.
He doesn't know you're here, just thought something out.
Clip 4.
Where the hell have you been?
Sit down, I'll tell you.
So the traffic warden identified the neighbor's bodies, which sort of puts us in the clear. The only thing connecting us with the case is those shotguns.
And Tom took care of them.
You did take care of the shotguns, didn't you, Tom?
I wanted to talk to you about that.
Well, talk.
Well, actually, no. I got them sitting in the car. I was going to send them back to Nate the Grey, but I'm having a bit of trouble getting hold of them.
You deeply bastard.
So, the only thing connecting us with the case is in the back of your car, which is parked outside.
They cost us 700 quid. I'm not going to throw them away. And they hardly likely to trace them back to us, are they?
Do you really think it's worth taking the risk for 700 pounds?
Tom, you're a dick. Now you take those guns and you throw them off a bridge.
And throw yourself off while you're at it. No, Tom.
Look, all
now,
around
Tom!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hey, you audience, are you listening to me? I'm f***ing talking to you guys.
Hey, what's your language? What's the problem?
I'm good. I'm Mount Everest good because I'm so excited for the movie we're gonna talk about today. Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
I know, but that doesn't make sense for a dirty word. Can you learn something good?
Like what? The Cockney accent, I'd rather choose to die than learn that.
I've lost my mind, Helen. Learning and teaching is what we do in this program. I'm going to lose my rag.
You what? I didn't want you wearing pants or socks.
Seems like you really learned nothing from the movie. Alright, here comes our first rag.
In a minute, Harry's lost his rag. Reached out for the...
Wait, I think I've heard the sentence. 这句话应该是出现在 Bacon 向 Soap 讲述了一个关于 Hatch Harry 的故事。Harry 的手下 Smith 工作时动作不利索， Harry 让 Smith 解释，但 Smith 支吾其词，于是 Harry 一气之下向 Smith 丢过一把斧子杀了他。 Bacon 在讲述扔斧子这一动作时用到了 Harry's lost his rag.
You've got a good memory anyway. 电影中的翻译为 Harry 很快就按捺不住，当然不同字幕组会有不同翻译，但大意是相同的。 Rag 的意思是破布，这个短语的字面意思是丢了一块破布，但实际意思跟破布一点关系也没有。 Lose one's rag 是发脾气生气的意思，比较口语化。
Okay, I see. That's why you want to throw your worn-out pants on me.
Yeah, you better stir up more problems during our broadcasting, and I may put my pants in your mouth later.
See, you've already lost your rack. I win anyway.
What on earth are you doing here, dear audience? If you don't mind, I'm going to ignore her. Let's see an example. When someone disagrees with you or offends you, don't lose your rack. 当有人和你意见不一致时，或者冒犯你的时候，不要发脾气。
That sentence is exactly prepared for you. What a sweet partner you are. Please don't exclude me from program ready game.
I'm game.
Yeah, you're more than a game. You are even a joke to some degree.
Ah, let's see who didn't learn from the movie this time.When I say I'm game, I didn't mean I'm a sport or toys. I mean, I'm in.
I remember now. 这句话出现在 Eddie 向其余三人讲述了还债计划以后， Bacon 表示同意说出了一句话。不可否认的是，通常情况下我们听到最多的关于此类表述确实是 I'm in, I see. 原来 game 还可以作为形容词来用。表示愿意尝试做某事，或者对什么事情感兴趣。
That's right, I'm game. 相当于 I'd like to. 我乐意，我也想。Hey, Kitty, I want to go shopping tonight. Would you like to go with me?
Yes, I'm game.
Right as rain.
Right as rain.
Right as hay. Why don't you praise me for cooperating you with that example?
But I was. Right as rain. What's wrong? You've learned something from the movie, don't you? Right as rain. Can't remember? 这句话出现在 Tom 向 Eddie 汇报对方踪迹时的一句话，表示一切都很好，都在掌控之中。
I know rain. Rain 比喻吉祥，雨是一种自然现象和生命存在不可缺少的物质。雨多了不幸，可没了又不行。想象一下久旱逢甘霖时那种喜悦的心情。
英语中 as bright as rain 既是对雨的赞誉，更是隐喻生活中的吉祥或身体上恢复健康的用意，
有中文里风调雨顺的意思吧。原来如此，这句话说的就是来雨来得很合适，所以是
非常正确的意思。 Here's an example. She's been ill but she's as bright as rain now. 她病了一场，可现在她已完全恢复了健康。
Bright as rainIsn't it also a name of Adele's song?
Yeah, but that's not what we are going to talk about today.
Right as rain. Okay, now dear audience, could please tell us we are going to share some elegant dirty words now.
They are not dirty, just another weird way to express your anger and shock.
Anyway, whatever you say. Let's check the first one, shall we?
That guy again. You're a dead man. Understand? Right. Dead. No!
Deadman， 高中时代下雨天，你在同桌衣服里塞了一把雪。
那这个时候，我的同桌就是个 Deadman 了吧？
当然不是，这句话是你同桌对你说的。中文中直白表述就是，你同桌愤怒地对你说：“你死了 ，You are Deadman。”
这样，那如果我把他黑照发到朋友圈，他也可以这样对我说了。
是这样的，比如我遇到了选题干涸，但 Deadline 是一个小时之后。那这时我也可以来一句 I'm a dead man.
Have you forgotten those guns, you dozy brat?
拖延症晚期吧你傻逼。
Also, to teach you said 傻逼 elegantly, dozy brat 意为愚蠢的人。不过这种英式民间表达不知在其他国家是否通用，也许会被打吧。
How about this one? Listen.
When the bottle in my arse is contracted, I'll let you know.
这句话意味着等我冷静下来，我会告诉你。Well, Helen, I may hit you for saying me a dozy prat if the bottle in my arse hasn't contracted.
On a scale of things, you could say it's the Mount fucking Everest of problems.
Nice try. Mount Everest 是 Mount Kilimanjaro 的另一种表示，在西方中用的比较多。这种表述是说你的麻烦和珠穆朗玛峰一样那么大。
What a funny movie it is. And we do learn something, don't we?
Yes, and I can pack up my words now.
Alright, dear audience. It's time to say goodbye. But don't walk away.
Cause Coastal is round the corner.
See you next time.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Dear audience, so glad to meet you again. I'm your friend Surprise.
I'm Irene. And by the way, please give up your broken Cockney accent. It's not authentic or funny.
Thank you so much, Irene. It's really inspiring praise for a beginner like me.
Alright. I know you did so because of the movie we'll talk about today, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yes, and today Irene and I will share some information about an actor featuring in this movie. He was a successful driver as well as a former model.
He also worked as a martial artist in earlier years, but now he is a well-known actor and producer. His name is Jason Statham.
郭达.
What?
Just kidding, let's see some information about Jason.Jason Statham is first known for his role in the Guy Ritchie crime film Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, which is the movie we talked about today. He's always appeared in many other films such as Snatch, The Transporter and the action series The Expendables.
Statham has joined the Fast and the Furious franchise series and appeared in the last three movies in this series. He also usually performs his own stage combat and stuntsand is noted for being typecast as an anti-hero.
This successful life in the media began when he was spotted by the agency sports promotion, specializing in sporting modeling when he was training in London's Crystal Palace National Sports Centre. Afterwards, he became the model of the clothing brand French Connection.
However, he was still forced to follow in his father's footsteps as a street seller.According to Jason Statham, he was selling fake perfume and jewelry on street corners for a living. But with his passion for performing, he finally made some small appearances in a few music videos. After that, the movie Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels changed his life, and his image was basically set as a bareheaded, muscular, tough guy.
He's also a not talk too much type.
Yes, Jason Statham seems to be taciturn on screen.Which makes his character mysterious and charming.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, what was to make him ever more attractive?
Oh, tell me about that.
He's muscular.
Oh, of course. How can I forget that? He spent so much time and effort on his figure. When Jason was asked about his diet, he said, I never give a fuck about the calorie. An apple? It's good for me. I have five. Bananas? Eat a bunch.
Exactly.That's his attitude towards food. He doesn't even need to care about how much he eats because the heavy physical training he takes will burn every calorie he takes in. When he's going to play a role in movies, he usually needs to do all kinds of exercise to keep his body look great. And it's not just some dumbbell lifting or jogging. The exercise he does is unbelievably hard, even fierce.
That's why you can see his...impressive muscle in movies. They won't grow by themselves.
His hardware also makes him look young and energetic, even at the age of 50. He's always that hot and muscular guy who doesn't give a fuck to anything. Oops, I guess I used too much bad words.
Oh, come on. You've heard much more in the flashback.
That's true. Anyway, it's time to like Tita Talk take over. We'll see you next week.
See you.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's TTT. I'm your old friend Desmond.
Oh my god, Desmond, why are you so excited now? Filled with drugs?
Actually, he has keeping that situation whole day. Don't you care about him, just go on our program. I'm Sibyl, it's very happy to show you today's movie.
And I'm Jacob. So today we're going to talk about...
Hey, you guys can just leave me alone. Didn't you ask me the reason why I got so happy?
No.
Not interested.
Okay, I will tell you. My friend told me a method. Quickly earn lots of money. Get through the Double 11 Festival.
So, what's that magic method?
Well, my friend didn't tell me in details. She just said we could find some people to chip in to play an exciting game, which we got many tons of money back.
Is the game like a game ball?
Maybe. My friend said I could just sit inside the game place and wait for them.
Oh, Sibyl, won't the story turn very familiar?
Yeah, I have just watched the plot in the movie yesterday. So I think you have to keep an eye on your friend, or you are also possibly to get a $5,000 debt.
It's reasonable. Oh, I think I have to go and stop him from the dangerous game.
Wait, we have finished the program now.
Oh yeah, I'm just too worried about my money. Okay, today's movie is called Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Believe it or not, when the first time I watched this movie, which impressed me most wasn't the main plot, but the way they talked to each other.
I have the same thing. Maybe it's because they use a lot of British slang.
Actually, in my statistic, there are 125 fuck appeared in the whole movie.
I really don't know how can you always care about the correct number. And also in the British culture, the little lock, stock, and two smoking barrels is also a slang means fight to death.
Oh, that's funny. But do you know the background story of these actors?
You mean the director used many actors who are not major in acting?
Yeah, one of them is it. And the presentation of those actors is Vinnie Jones, who played Big Chris.
Oh, I have heard about that guy. Vinnie Jones is a football player who even created the earliest yellow card warning record.
You got it. And I also heard about that Vinnie Jones was just released from the police office.
For what? Illegally debt?
No, it's because he beat up his neighbors. Just like what Big Chris did.
That's interesting. Here I also find another famous person. Jason Statham, who acted in Bacon in the film.
Oh yes, I know he was a diver before. When the director came to choose him, he was just walking on the street to sell his little things.
So that's why he acted Bacon. He should just do what he always did.
But I still don't know why Guy Ritchie used so many new actors at one time. I mean, that is extremely challenging for the film.
I got it. When Guy Ritchie started to prepare for his new film, he was informed that the financing of the movie was almostly failed, so the budget was cut down to £8 million. That's why he decided to use a lot of new actors, just because no enough money.
Genius. I always thought those actors did a great job.
So do I. But actually, Guy Ritchie was probably to put his new film in the cinema where it still exists. After the movie was done, no company wanted to release it. It was Trudy Styler that found Tom Cruise to discuss to release.
Tom Cruise? Is he the Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible?
Bingo! After watching the whole movie, Cruise felt satisfied with it a lot and agreed with releasing it.
Thanks to Tom Cruise! And I have to say he's really hot.
Stop! I have just reminded some important things.
Okay, show your performance.
After the movie released in America, there were plenty of people shocked by the story and brilliant British music in it. Could you guess who is included?
Queen Elizabeth?
Oh, don't kill me, please.
Oh, no, it's Madonna.
That's true. Madonna immediately communicated with Guy Ritchie to get access to distribute the film music in America.
And that's how they met each other and even fell in love with each other.
I think so, but... what a pity, it's just an app for now.
Yeah, I think that'll be another day.
Don't say that. Do you know Matthew Vaughn, the producer of Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, also find his right guy in the film? It's an actress. Although, at last, her parts in the movie were all deleted. She still got married with Matthew, another success.
I can't believe it's just a black comedy. Maybe I could also find my girlfriend in that.
Sorry to interrupt your fantasy, but should you go on to think about how can you prevent your bloody ass from putting your full pocket money into the bag?
Oh, what a fabulous idea you gave to me. Thank you very much. So, I'm Desmond, being grateful for listening our program, and I have to go now.
Okay, thanks again for listening. Don't leave us and waiting for the next part. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Sybil.
See you next week.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, everybody. This is Digging Idea. I'm your host, Elvira. This week, we have surprise again.
Yeah,
hello, surprise.
Me again. Nice to meet you.
Okay, so this week, this movie...
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Wow, I have to say, this movie, the language they used really surprised me. The dirty talk.
Well, this lot actually have the same feeling. But don't you realize that even though this movie can contain many scenes of blood, of violence, gunshots.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make us uncomfortable. Maybe I think it's this dirty talking that separates our attention and that makes us feel atmosphere of black humor.
Black humor.
Yes.
Well, mention humor, let me remind you of this familiar example. When you make jokes with your friend, you may intentionally or unintentionally use this dirty talk. Is that humor?
Yes, of course. It's a kind of humor because when you talk to the friend which is very close to us, we may feel relaxed and feel at ease, no other limitation. We can express ourselves. So maybe in this occasion, this kind of dirty talking is just to express our real feeling, express our relaxation, isn't it?
So can I consider it as sometimes these bad words we used may have this chance to recalling our subconsciousness?
Yes, can you see?
Inner self.
Yeah. Actually, the dirty talking itself, at the beginning, it has been used to insult people.
Yes.
It was and it is aggressive.
Yes, but, well, I have very personal experience that I would like to share
personal
with you.
Personal experience?
Yes.
Well, I'm all ears.
Okay.
I think the audience.
When I was 19, I was too young, and I'm totally crazy about Eminem.
Eminem is awesome.
His song is amazing, isn't it? And I'm so obsessed with him, also his song. But I think it's really cool. This language they use, or the lyrics, this kind of feeling makes me feel very confident about myself. Make me feel like, oh, I'm don't give a beat, you know? I don't give a shit. I can be very confident and I can despise somebody that I'm not really found with.
So this is a sense of superiority.
Yes. I think you also know this song. You may heard. Stain.
Oh, Stain, I know.
Yes.
He wrote this song to a fan.
Yeah, to his fan. But when I go deeper to look down these lyrics, I have this different understanding about these bad words, you know? It's kind of like, I found something deeper. It's all about this attitude, not only about these bad words. It shows me what it means to be cool, the real meaning of being cool.
So real?
Yes.
Actually, I think the real is the general feature of all the
rap song. Yes, all rap.
So it represents the attitude of this rap music.
Well, that's why I think this television being so popular? The rap of China.
Rap of China? You mean
the freestyle? Yes, 中国有嘻哈. Do you have freestyle? Oh, it's...
I think so, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's why everybody is talking about be real, be cool, be who you really are. And I think that's why this television being so popular. Anyways, get back to the topic. Okay.
It's a far way.
Yeah, but do you have this kind of experience?
Mm-hmm.
You know some of the celebrity, they're like godness for us. She or he is a godness for you. They're so fucking perfect. But sometimes in this certain occasion, you see them use these bad words. On that moment, you feel like, whoa, he just like me. He used these bad words.
So...This may offer a sense of equality.
Yeah.
And I think this kind of equality is just the most important factor that makes the popular culture differ from the elegant culture.
Popular culture different from the elegant culture. Oh, I see. Because, you know, popular culture have been well accepted by more and more people.
They've been used worldwide.
Yes, and because of this...specific function, bad words have been defined, which made this language being widely used from everybody, whether intentionally or unintentionally.
So I think the conclusion that white people tend to use
the bad words,
the dirty talking,
yes,
is that the first, it represents an inner self, the real self. And secondly, it offers a sense of equality. It makes us feel more closer. Everybody just the same, just equal.
Yes, from the very first beginning, of course.
And third, maybe it is because of his universality, which means it has been accepted by the whole world, by everyone.
Yes, I see.Okay, thank you so much, Surprise, for giving me this opportunity to sit down and talk about this topic. The dirty word, I like it, actually. I'm kind of the person who use the bad word often. I know, it's okay. But thank you again, thank you.
Yeah,
and also, I wish our topic can inspire all of you, the audience, and make you to think deeper about something, especially the bad words.Okay, thank you guys again. Bye-bye!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello audience, another evening to share with you guys, this is Charlotte. This week's gramophone is gonna focus on the unusual sound tape of the film Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, which is just as unique as your topic films. Ready for the feast for ears? Now I shall introduce the rhythmic music appeared in the beginning part of the movie by leaving you to it.This powerful song faded in when Bacon and Ed were selling stolen properties on the streets and were spotted by the police. Bass accompanied the two young men fleeing through the dark staircases of the old blocks in London. Behind them were the policemen dressed in a retro uniform. The rhythm goes as wild and energetic as the scenes of chasing a hiding show, and the unruly lyrics are just exactly the poetry of the two who were ambitious but ended up in being defined to do indecent business, like a self-mockery. Cars and money, love affairs and faith, that's what the youth in the 1990s had always talked about, and the music at the time depicted, just as some lyrics of this song, 100 Mile High City, suggested. I get a need and I'm wanting to please it. The whole society was immersed in consumerism and hedonism. That is a time for youth dreaming high but clueless to what the future held for them.
But anyway, they're still seeing, spitting out their blankness and other emotions. Life seemed to be not that bad for them. The bad ocean color scene, though not the famous among Chinese people, enjoys quite good reputation in the UK, being regarded as a pioneer of Britpop. Their music was influenced by the Velvet Underground, mock culture, and psychedelic rock, which was popular in the 1970s. It is not a productive band, with only one album every 3 years on average, but still it manages to keep its characteristic for over 20 years, which many others failed to achieve.
Not again.
This is probably the most ironic song in the original sound tape. Music sounded at an extremely brilliant timing when Harry was accidentally shot dead by whom he employed indirectly to get him those antique guns. A moment later, Ed and Tom, who were ordered to arrive at the office, was again shocked by the scene of bloody buddies. At this, the lyrics goes, "That's the payback," seems to be a kind of black humor. Harry, Joy, drug sellers, and the gun thieves were all people in the circle connected by a series of misunderstandings or aimed to gain benefits. But now they're all lying on the ground, dead of ridiculous reasons. Death is what they got as a payback. The artist, James Brown, known as the godfather of soul, performs the rather perfectly, demonstrating the craziness as well as the sacrosanctum to the full. James had contributed to two important revolutions of music in his life, one in the 1960s, turning R&B into soul, and in the next decade, turning soul into funk. There's no way that we don't recognize him as a legend before. His songs were so infectious. Apart from the two songs, there are also other songs of various styles in the sound tape, and I do suggest you to check them up. Well, that's all for today's Gramophone. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Pass for today. Producer, Su Ling Han Helen. Anchor,
Ivy Fei Ru Alfira.
Liu Anran Charlotte.
Lu Yunjia Rebecca.
Wang Jingxi Surprise.
Journalist,
Chen Yuanhao Desmond.
Han Yuye Irene.
Hou Yifu Jacob.
Li Qianhua Kitty.
Liu Tianzi Regina.
Zhou Huilin Sibyl.
Xi Xiaoyu Tiger.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。